I wanted to take a few moments this morning to express my gratitude and to thank all of you for coming, everyone who's here, especially those who have helped me to get to this point. But before I do that, a thought occurred to me during the Mass that I wanted to share. When I was being taught how to say the Mass, I was told, if you take care of the seconds, the minutes will take care of themselves. If you focus on the little moments that pass by so quickly, then everything falls into place. And when I thought about it, I thought these moments are so filled with grace, so powerful, the moments in preparation for the consecration, the moment of transubstantiation, the moment of communion, the moment that our Father Superior mentioned when a character is placed on the soul of a newly ordained priest, and the moments outside the Mass that have such a profound effect on our lives and brought back a memory from about 6 years ago of a meeting that Father Ward had with a young man in the office, Office C over here, before the new offices were built. And there wasn't particularly any topic. It was just a greeting and secular conversation. And at the end of it, our Father Superior took a moment, 30 seconds maybe, and said a few words that changed the course of that man's life and brought him to the pulpit in front of you today. So I want to extend my thanks, first of all, to our Father Superior for giving me, with the grace of God, my vocation, guiding me along this path and bringing me to this moment. To all the fathers for teaching me, all the instruction they gave me, the example they gave me, all the work that they put into my ordination. You'll never know how much work went into it. I don't know how much work went into it. And of course, to the brothers and the rest of the community of which I'm so proud to be a member, for all the help that they've given me, support, prayers, the work they put into getting the servers ready and the ceremonies of my ordination. And of course, our beloved Carmelite sisters, for all the work they put in, the tireless prayers and sacrifices and the tedious hours of putting in every stitch of the habit that I'm wearing today, adjusting my vestments. So I want to thank them as well. I want to thank Father Violette, because I know that his prayers were instrumental in my vocation. And my father wasn't even a Catholic. He wasn't born a Catholic, converted from being a Methodist, and taught me the importance of the Mass, even if it was a distance or difficult to get to. And some of his last works on earth were to move my family closer to the Mass. So may God rest his soul, and I thank him. I think he's here. I can see him listening to me with his headphones on. And I want to thank my mother, of course, who raised me and taught me how to pray. My brothers and sisters, my family, who supported me so much, I didn't know until now how rare that is, to have support from your family. So I want to thank them. And lastly, I want to thank all of you for your prayers and support over the years, the masses you've had offered me, the generosity in your gifts and encouragement. It's meant a great deal to me and helped me along my way. So I want to thank you. It means a lot. And I'm so happy that so many of you were able to join me on this day, but by the grace of God, of course, especially in the year that we're in, that so many of you were able to join me on this beautiful day. And what a fitting day it is. We've been told over the years the meaning of this color that I wear here that drapes the altar and the tabernacle. That combination of the white, like light, representing glory and celestial happiness. And the violet, on the other hand, representing penance and sacrifice. The mixture of the two, making this beautiful rose color that we see draping the altar, running down the steps. Is that not the life of a priest? A priest has his great moments of glory, like this moment, his first Mass, when a new priest has never been more happy in his life, never been more at peace. But that's not all. As Father Superior said in his sermon today, a priest is called to be united with Christ in the hypostatic union, in the redemption, nailed to the cross with him for his life, offered to God the Father, offered for you, for the children that sit next to you, and God willing, their children. So now I take on the responsibility of all of you and the salvation of your souls with the other fathers here. And it's my privilege to do it. So before we go back to the altar and sing one last hymn of praise and thanksgiving for this great gift of the priesthood, this privilege that takes an unworthy person and elevates him above the dignity of the rulers of the earth, before we do that, I just want to talk about those few words in that moment a few years back in Office C. I was speaking to our Father Superior, and I was about ready to leave. And he looked at me and he said, "Jared, have you considered a religious vocation?" And I said, "I've thought about it. That thought has crossed my mind. I don't think it's for me." I've never really felt called to it, is what I said. And I really love my field that I'm in right now, and I've got all my plans laid out and planning on graduating soon and getting married, and everything's perfectly planned. And then that moment came, and Father said, "That reoccurring thought you've been having, that is your call." And those words cut me to the heart. Just a few seconds, and it changed my life. And we all have those moments, brethren, each one of us. Those transient graces of God that come sometimes only once and are offered to us, extended to us. Seize them, and you'll live a very happy life. May God bless you.